This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Turkey's government said on Sunday two terrorists carried out a bomb attack. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says the bomb exploded in front of the Interior Ministry buildings in Ankara.
Former Prime Minister Robert Fico and his leftist Smer, or Direction Party, vowed to reverse Slovakia's military support for neighbouring Ukraine in Russia's war if his attempt to return to power is successful. Smer's main challenger is Progressive Slovakia, a liberal party formed in 2017 and led by Michal Šimečka, a member of the European Parliament. Fico, who has twice served as Prime Minister, opposes EU sanctions on Russia, doubts Ukraine can win the war, and wants to block Ukraine from joining NATO. I'm Karen Chamas.
Seguo in questi giorni la drammatica situazione degli sfollati nel Nagorno-Karabakh.
Pope Francis appealing for an end to the humanitarian crisis in Nagorno-Karabakh, saying he renews his call for dialogue between Azerbaijan and Armenia, hoping that talks between the parties, with the support of the international community, will foster a lasting agreement that will bring an end to the humanitarian crisis. Armenia now finds itself facing multiple challenges after being suddenly thrust into one of the worst political crises in its decades of independence following the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. Tibetans in India's hill town of Dharamsala on Sunday protested against China on China's 74th Foundation Day. They are protesting against the occupation of their homeland, which China took in 1960. This is VOA News. There will not be a partial shutdown of the U.S. government, at least not for 45 days. A last-minute bill passed in the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Biden now funds the government for those 45 days. To get the deal done, Reuters correspondent Diane Toe says there was an agreement to pull funding for Ukraine.
As the bill was sent to the U.S. president to sign into law, Joe Biden also stressed the need to continue supporting Ukraine. But in a statement, he also called its passage good news, saying it was, quote, preventing an unnecessary crisis that would have inflicted needless pain on millions of hardworking Americans. Lawmakers now have the next 45 days to come up with a long-term solution or risk a shutdown again.
That is Reuters reporter Diane Toe. At memorials to Yevgeny Prigozhin, who was killed in an unexplained plane crash exactly 40 days ago, dozens of mourners hailed the mutinous mercenary chief as a patriotic hero of Russia who had spoken truth to power. At his grave in the former imperial capital of St. Petersburg, his mother, Violetta, and his son, Pavel, laid flowers. Supporters waved the black flags of Wagner, which sport a skull and the motto Blood, Honor, Motherland, Courage. In Eastern Orthodoxy, it is believed that the soul makes its final journey to either heaven or hell on the 40th day after death. The president-elect of the Maldives, Mohamed Mazouk, secured the release of his jailed mentor on Sunday, a day after the divisive polls that saw the pro-Beijing leader vow to rebalance relations with New Delhi. And finally, it is that time of year in Scandinavia when the winds turn colder, the days get shorter, and academics in Stockholm and Oslo grab the world spotlight as they announce the winners of the Nobel Prizes. First up, as usual, is the prize for medicine or physiology, which will be announced on Monday by a panel of judges at the institute in the Swedish capital. The prizes in physics, chemistry, literature, peace, and economics will follow. One announcement every weekday until October 9th.